Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today on a Wednesday, Bill?
This is more our era, even though it's still available from what I understand. Like that, Steve, remember that?
I'm listening.
It's Weird Wally Wednesday.
Oh, God.
It's Weird Wally Wednesday.
Wow.
I tell you, Shin Daddy's moving some used cars. The parking lot is full. The parking lot is full, and today is
kidding me.
It's a must deal, must sell. Everything's got to go. He's got 44 cars.
No kidding.
He's got 44 cars in the parking lot. Must go today.
Weird Wally Wednesday?
Weird Wally Wednesday in honor of Weird Wally.
He won't make an appearance, though.
What's that?
Weird Wally.
Well, R.I.P.
Oh, R.I.P. to Weird Wally.
Yes, he sold 42,000 cars. Weird Wally did sold 42,000 cars.
Definitely a legend in this town.
Legend in this town. Yes, and his advertisements were incredible. Shin Daddy has taken that to Creighton today, and he's got 44 used cars. Got it. Must sell today. Everything. So he'll be outside in the parking lot wheeling and dealing. Outside them, and the car loans right inside. Whip right inside like that, and get your car loan right in there.
That's gonna be a zoo.
It'll be a little bit crazy.
Yeah,
it'll
that's gonna be a zoo. Crazy.
Isn't there a sign still in East Lincoln that says,
yes.
"Hey, home of Weird Wally"?
Yes,
Lincoln?
Yes.
As you come in.
Oh yeah, it's over here.
Yeah. On East O. Oh. Right. No, West. West O.
Yeah, sorry. That's West.
Yeah,
directions are hard. Still, West O.
As you come in on West O.
Yes. Weird Wally Wednesday.
Wow, Weird Wally Wednesday in Creighton at the bank.
Moving some metal.
So 44 cars are parked out there?
44 cars are parked
does
in
it
the lot
parking?
Right. It's cars and trucks. 44 total. It affects parking. It does. It does. Sales start at 8:44, and away we go. Shin Daddy's out there. He's working the lot. People are out there right now walking around.
What's Tamara's role? Due to full wife?
What's that? Finance. Yeah. Financing like that, making sure they have their loan approval, they get that stuff done, and also everything is fueled. It's free tank of gas, and also you get to test drive everything. So I'm taking it for a spin, see what it's like. Absolutely,
you're gonna love this. Couple responses from about Weird Wally from the text line and YouTube. Boone in Firth says this: I lived somewhat close to Weird Wally growing up. He gave out Susan B. Anthony dollars for Halloween one year.
Jeez.
Gave out money for Halloween.
Dollars.
Gave out money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doing well.
It's not Weird Wally. It's Incredible Wally.
That's Incredible Wally.
That's what it is.
Nice Wally.
Nashville Husker says, my dad bought a car from Weird Wally in the 70s.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All ties together.
Weird Wally. Better times.
You think?
Yeah. You think when the place you went to look for a car was at Weird Wally's is in better times? It's way better. Where are you guys going? I need a car. Where are you going? Wally's. Where else would you go? He sold 44,000 cars.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not a bad life.
Not a bad lifestyle.
Did all right for himself.
Yeah, and those commercials were, I'm trying to think if they showed those in Columbus. It almost seems like they did. Maybe I'm crossing over.
But Buffet Sun says, are they working outside because of the sawdust on the floor inside from yesterday still?
Yeah, well, it was Twitty City Tuesday.
Gone away Twitty.
Type in G.
I thought about Twitty City yesterday, and I just laughed. Twitty City
Tuesday.
It's a great idea.
Great idea.
I hope to God there's a Twitty City somewhere in America.
Well, she needed to be in charge.
There was
for
a day.
There was for a day.
There was for a day.
That's why they are outside. They're still cleaning up in there.
Twitty City. There's a mechanical bowl.
You don't just get the mechanical bowl in and out that fast. It takes a while to get it in.
No, you don't get sawdust up that fast.
No, it takes a while.
I was thrown when you said there had sawdust on the floor. I'm like, oh my God.
And peanut shells.
How are you getting that out of the carpet?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Gotta have special vacuum.
Special vacuum. They do.
Lots of them too.
Yes.
Thank you to Shin Danny
City
for having me. Weird Wally Wednesday up in Creighton today.
Hey, so I think what we should do on the schedule thing is just do Illinois and Nebraska today.
We're going to. So CBS Sports, Tom Fornelli is, again, the king
of the offseason. God,
he saves us every single day, basically. CBS Sports, he went through his 2025 Big Ten win totals, odds, and picks. He says, predictions for every team as Ohio State and Oregon face big numbers. We're not going to go through all the teams. As you said, we're going to do Nebraska and Illinois today. Because
who put out the number?
This is from FanDuel. Okay. FanDuel has FanDuel. The odds on that. So we'll go to Nebraska first here, since this is a Nebraska show.
Yeah, it's interesting to what he said about Nebraska.
So the FanDuel over-under number for Nebraska is 7.5 wins. Okay. Tom Fornelli goes through his projected wins and losses and has Nebraska going over 7.5. Here's his wins. Cincinnati, Akron, Houston Christian, Michigan, Michigan State, Northwestern, USC, and Iowa. If you're keeping track at home, that'd be a 5-0 start for Nebraska with wins against Michigan, Michigan State back-to-back weeks into October.
So he has losses.
All the road games.
All the road games. At Maryland, at Minnesota, at UCLA, at Penn State. If you're a Nebraska fan, you're thinking, okay, if they could get 8 wins that he projects and then just win... maybe win 1 or 2 of those on the road. Can't you beat Maryland on the road?
Yes.
Can't you beat Minnesota on the road?
Yes.
Can't you beat UCLA on the road? You're not beating Penn State. I'm sorry.
That's
a massive upset.
You're going no.
But those other ones, if you can just... you should be able to eke out a win somewhere in those games, right? Maryland, Minnesota. You should be able to eke... I think he... did he take the unders on Maryland at 4.5?
Well,
you don't have to.
I won't do Maryland today. Illinois today. Nice.
Try to sneak one in there.
He tried to sneak. No. Give me their totals maybe tomorrow or Friday.
It's striking that he picks Nebraska to beat Michigan and Michigan State, but he projects Michigan State low. Like their number's 5.5, I think, and he projected under. Or 4.5, and he projected under. He
must think 5.5.
Yeah, Michigan State.
Are we doing Michigan State today?
We're not doing Michigan State today.
But I'm just illustrating.
Just jacking.
I'm just illustrating. So he thinks Nebraska going to beat Michigan. Huh. Now he has them under number 2, by the way. He doesn't think Michigan or Michigan State going to be very good. Neither of those teams. So I don't know. Can you beat Michigan and Lincoln? We know what it looked like last time.
Michigan, it wasn't pretty. It was 28-0 at halftime. It was a blowout.
Michigan lost a lot. Has lost a lot.
Lost a lot. It's in year 2, so the head coach should be better. I believe they'll be better, but they'll be starting a true freshman quarterback. So that's always that's never great.
Think about what they lost up front on defense.
Lost up front on defense.
I
will say this: they'll field a pretty good looking team when you go to warmups and you look at them.
Oh God!
You won't be like going like, well, who's this? Is this? No, you'll know right away.
But who? Which team is? I am always struck, like when Maryland came in, watching them in warm-ups, you're like, ooh, Maryland looks good.
Yeah,
Big Ten teams.
I mean, the only team that didn't look that way this year was Purdue. You didn't walk that game, watch warm-up going,
not really. Oh,
why are they not doing well? They looked the part. No.
Not really. Anyway,
you want the analysis from Tom Fornelli?
I'd like to hear it.
Here's a quick summary. It says why he has Nebraska at 8-4. It says Nebraska is another team that could take a serious leap forward if Dylan Royola rounds out his game and improves. He has the potential to be the best quarterback in the conference, which goes a long way toward winning games. I don't know if he goes that far in 2025, but I do think the Huskers take advantage of a schedule without Ohio State and Oregon on it. Pick over 7.5, 8 wins for Nebraska's Fornelli's commentary there.
They got to be able to stop the run. That's the one thing you'll be looking at early. And I don't know, though. Rule said yesterday, that comment he made, I thought, I don't know, nobody thinks it's a big deal but me, it seems like. But him just laying out that they're going to be a 50-50 team was interesting to me. 50% run, 50% pass.
I think that's, I mean.
Is that what most people
are? That's almost everywhere across the board. I mean, it's not going to be on, you know, they're not, Air Force isn't like, well, hey, we want to be 50-50 now.
What about
that's not
64? Aren't there some 60-40s out there?
Yeah, there's some out there. I'm sure. I mean, Michigan was. I don't think Michigan was a 50-50 team when they won the national championship. And then also, you have to, when you say 50-50, you have to always take the 50-50 into account when the game is on the line.
Yeah.
So you can't have all of a sudden, some of you finish a game out, run it 14 times in a row, and you're up by 32.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, no, that doesn't count in that phase of who we are. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how you look at it. But yeah.
All right. Yeah, I don't want to go.
You want to be a 50-50 team. We said it's real simple. Hey, we want to be able to run it, we want to be able to throw it evenly.
Okay. Hey, guys, it can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
So that's a...
Run it when you have to be able to run it. Get third down and three, right? And then be able to salt away games if you have to. I've seen too many times over here when they just couldn't run, so they couldn't put a team away. Saw it too many times.
Hear me out for a second here, because this is a program we all know that has fired 9 win coaches twice. Frank Solich, Bo Pelini, we all know what happened there.
Yeah.
But if it's also a program that went 7-8 years without a bowl game. Mm-hmm. And they went to a bowl game last year. It went 7-6, beat Boston College. If I told you right now you could have 8 wins, mm-hmm. if you take it, and you know, you're not guaranteed, you could win less, but you could win more. Would you take the 8 wins and run if you're a Nebraska
season?
Fan and say, listen, we'll take the 8, we're good?
Regular season.
Yeah. Would Nebraska fans say, I'll take 8, see you next year, and run? Or take
progress.
Their chances and say we could get to 9 plus potentially with this team? I'm very curious what a Nebraska fan would say.
Ooh, I don't know.
Based on the past and the more recent past of failures to get to bowl games.
What are you seeing on the text line?
464-5685. If you could take the 8 wins and run, would you take it? Or would you take your chances and say, no, we're going to play it out, we can get more than 8? Troy says, take the 8 on YouTube. Take the 8. Just run away. Take the 8.
That's not getting you in the playoff, right?
Nope. Kent says, take the 8 all day long. Sanderson, I'm not taking 8. Defeatist mentality.
Vandy.
It's downtown Scott. Play it out. Play it out. So not taking the 8.
I'm playing it out too, I think.
Lemon, take the 8. Hell yes, take the 8 from Kip.
These fans, Bill.
have been hurt. That is,
someone says, dear Lord. Someone says, dear Lord, take the aid.
They have been hurt.
Yeah, that when you hear that, that is what you hear from the fans, because I would have felt that the text line would have been 95%. No, play it out.
There's a lot of pain. There's a lot of pain involved right now,
especially when like I said, yes, the Big 12 is Cincinnati. Cincinnati was horrible, and you're playing them in basically a home game in Kansas City. There'll be 70,000 fans from Nebraska there.
112 degrees.
Yeah, and so I'm just saying, this schedule sets up. I mean, you go on the road, and it's not like, how do you go to Maryland and win? No, that's not that hard. How do you go to Minnesota and win? That's not like...
Now, that's not easy.
But no team, but think about that. Minnesota. Just think about it in the big picture. You think any teams, think Ohio State.
No.
Or anybody else is going like, hey, listen, Minnesota's real.
I know, it's too bad that we're having that conversation now. I mean,
sets up. You have Michigan State and Michigan at home.
Hold on. Here's what we don't do. Nobody does a good job of it. When we have these conversations, it illustrates so plainly how far the program has devolved. When we say, can you go to Minnesota and win? And you say it like that. God, can you do that? I don't know. Think about that. Just think about where it was in 1999.
Now, if you're a Minnesota fan listening there, I mean, I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, look, we beat you regularly.
Yeah, yeah. So
we
I
beat
get
you
that.
Regularly.
But the overall view of it should not be not concerned, but just be like, okay, we're in great shape.
Jake's not of the age. I'm of the age where there's a part of me sometimes when we're having these conversations, I'm like, God, what? There's no way I saw this coming in 1998 where we're saying, I don't know if they can go to Maryland and win. I don't know. Jeez. But anyway.
It's set, in my opinion, it's set up for a minimum of 9 wins.
I don't know. Text line.
Okay. There's 3 back-to-back-to-back texts. I think it points out how this is not we're not on the same page here. Someone says, take the 8. Improvement. Corey then says, if you take the 8, you're a miserable coward, basically. Kevin says, I'll take the 8 twice. So you got someone making fun of you for saying take the 8, and 2 people are saying, no, take the 8.
Corey, you're a miserable coward. He's from Columbus.
Maybe laugh. I'm not calling anybody a coward, but I would. But I
miserable.
I have a hard time being like, just take the 8. Just take like no.
But I get it. I get from the stand. I get
I understand
from
the
standpoint.
The fan base is really
stung.
They are massively stung, deeply stung.
It's been
and
hard.
The question I'll ask to Steve from covering him from all these years and Jake being the super fan is when you go. When you talk about that, okay, 8, yes, progress, but then how is that set in with the current structure of college football? When you see number 16th team in the Big 12 go to the playoffs and get a bye in Arizona State, Indiana 3-9 to a playoff team. So how does that, there's a lot of things.
Why does it have to be such a slow build here?
Why is it so slow? Especially because now it's year 3. If this was year 1,
take
the 8, absolutely. Even year 2 probably but year 3?
Right.
When it's well documented that you have probably top 3 to 4 facilities in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Fan bases maybe 1.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure who would be better.
One.
Probably 1, probably Could none be better.
Could be one.
Far short of that. And then they also have an incredible NIL.
Okay, so the answer would be, I mean, what if I were the head coach answering this question, I'd say because we're building it the right way. I'm not building it for a 1-year run and then we back off. Now, the question will be, can Arizona State follow that up? Can Indiana follow? What will Cignetti's team be like this year? Or do people, I get the sense that people don't mind building up for a 1-year run.
If you make a
1-year run, and you get to the playoff, okay, if you drop off the next year, we can live with that. Yeah.
But you didn't look at Indiana and Arizona State and said, they're building it for a 1-year shot, man. No, you thought they were epic failures.
Right.
That was coming. You didn't look at it and go, man, they dropped $30 million and they're making their run.
No,
they were picked dead last, both of them.
No, these are hard conversations to reconcile in your mind. Does it have to be a slow build now? Does it have to be? But if it is a slow build, is that a signal that it's being done the right way? You know? Would eight wins? Okay, this is a better way to answer to ask the question. Would eight wins signal that it's being done the right way?
I think there's always it can go either way, but yes, it says good things. It says that
it's a good sign. It's a good sign.
You say it's a good sign.
Okay, 8-4, then with a bowl win, I think that would be important. Yeah. 8-5. You went 7-6, then you went 8-5. That's progress, but it's not great progress. If you got 8 and then won a game, a good game, say you went to Florida and beat an SEC team, that'd be good. 9-4 with a win against Mississippi Lane, something like that, that'd be great.
Texter says, firing back at Corey for calling people cowards. He says, Corey, we are all miserable. Take the 8. Get some positivity in your life. This has become a therapy session here.
Miserable cowards a little hard.
Well, that was rough, Corey. You want to take that back?
I would say I'm right down the middle, though. I can understand those who say no, play it out. And I also see the side of I'm going to take the 8.
Oh, I think about the pain. Yeah. For instance, the pain in Iowa, Bill. I'm not a fan, like a super fan like Jake, but I felt pain in Iowa City watching that collapse. I was pissed. Yeah. I was angry. I'm like, what are we doing? It was a collapse.
And you weren't sitting with the Iowa fans that day.
Jake was in the.
I think that went. That was just great.
You were
just
angry.
Awesome.
You were angry.
Yeah, I was. I saw Reed in Des Moines after the game, listener of the show. I said, I can't talk, Reed. I'm distraught right now. Pissed.
That was a
Jake and his fans, because Jake had to be pretty. You know,
I was fairly cold, by the way. It was freezing.
And pretty adamant during the game when things were going well, weren't you, Jake? You showed your spirit.
Yeah, I was clapping.
Yeah,
I think the word you're looking for is obnoxious.
Obnoxious, borderline obnoxious. I think Jake would have been obnoxious.
I've been called that before.
And then when it flipped
today,
and then it flipped, no. Didn't it, Jake? Then it flipped. All of a sudden,
I got real quiet.
Things got
yelling.
Really quiet.
Yeah.
Then the Let's Go Hawks chant started.
Yeah. Yeah, that was wonderful. Loved it. We don't have time to go to Illinois today because we're behind time.
We'll do it sometime.
We
else.
Will tomorrow. Before we get to break, though, I think you guys are probably hungry for some great food, right?
We are.
If you'd want to go somewhere, I'd probably tell you to go in between Lincoln and Omaha to our friends
right
at
in between.
I've got some steaks here, some items on the menu. Pull this up here. How about a filet mignon? You like that?
Yeah.
That sound good?
You popular like steak.
How about
you sound like Riker 5 against yeah. Maryland. You like that?
Yeah, you like that?
New York strip. Delmonico-style ribeye. They got wood-roasted pork secreto. I'm not sure what that means, but it sounds delightful.
Yeah,
there.
Pork.
They've got lamb, sirloin picana.
Oh,
at
lamb.
Ruhlmann's. You mentioned there's fish there, Bill. I mean, they have
walleye.
They have Chilean sea bass.
Oh, the sea bass.
Chilean sea bass at Ruhlmann's. If you have not stopped by, please change that. Sip might go this weekend. You never know. I might be there this weekend. You never know. Bill has been there.
Sip has said he's going, and we've it's pushed like back going. On it pretty hard.
Well, I'm pretty sure I'm going. I'm pretty sure.
Please. Stop by today or get a reservation at RuhlmannsSteakhouse.com.
Where's the sea bass from?
Chile.
Chilean sea bass.
They
don't mess around.
Chile. So is that the only place you can get sea bass? I've never on a menu seen sea bass that wasn't from Chile. I've never seen that.
Is Chile right on
Cuban
the water?
Cuban sea bass.
Is it on
I think
water?
So.
It is. Yes. Chile is on, yeah, it is on the water. When we come back, Bill's Thrills on Early Break on the Ticket.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.